Hello, it's Reading with Roxanne. We are broadcasting from Bookstore One at 117 South Palm. Or no, I always say Palm.
Oh, we're on Pineapple.
We used to be on Palm. Yeah, don't go to Palm. It's Pineapple.
Yes.
And Sarasota, Florida. And today, Andrea Ginsky and I are going to talk about what we would like as gifts if someone gave them to us. So it's kind of fun because, you know, we shop for ourselves and we're always seeing things we like. But if we were just given these as gifts, we would really appreciate it. So are we going to do one that
sure.
way?
Sure.
Okay.
Why don't you start?
I'll start. I actually picked a non-book item.
Oh,
Bia candles. They're very great scents. And when I say they're great scents, I burn candles all the time. But her candles are the ones that you can really smell the best. Some candles just don't have enough of the scents in them. And this amber sandal is wonderful. I mean, just the aromatherapy. It's beautiful. So, and there, I think candles make beautiful gifts. It's going to be one thing.
Okay. So my one is two.
Okay.
Okay. So I love short books and I love short stories. So the first book, and it came in a couple of weeks ago and we actually sold it all, but we have it on order and it's called Great Short Books. Uh-huh. And it's a book all about the best short books. And when it came in, I just wanted to make a copy of the table of contents. So I had a list, and it's a delightful, entertaining guide to some of the best short novels of all time.
Wow.
I think it would make a great gift. And then coupled with that, because I love short stories, we have the Best American Short Stories 2022. And I read the 2021 collection, which was great. But also, if you're looking for gifts for somebody, we have this whole series of best American writing, and
yeah.
we have cooking and nature writing and mysteries and all kinds of stuff and essays.
Yeah.
So they also really make great gifts.
Yeah.
So, and I love short stories, and so I would get this one for myself.
Okay. Very nice. And I meant to mention that Bia's candles are made in Sarasota.
That's right.
So it's a
yeah.
locally grown company. I've kind of gotten away from biographies lately because I've been so meshed in fiction, but This constant Woo's book, Making a Scene, it's her memoir. I'm really intrigued by it. The jacket, Mindy Kaling has a quote, "There were times when I was reading Making a Scene that I didn't realize I was holding my breath. It's that riveting and personal." So I would really like to read about her. She's an actress and a comedian, and I'd love to know about her life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next one I have is The Annotated Mrs. Dalloway, and I've actually recommended this book to a lot of people as a gift. So when I was a younger woman, I loved Virginia Woolf. I mean, I read all of Virginia Woolf when I was in college and beyond, and this is a beautiful version of her book with commentary and pictures, and it really is a gift book. And so I would love to have a copy of this for myself.
That's gorgeous cover, too.
Yep.
That could even be a coffee table.
Yeah, it's almost a coffee table. Just
yeah.
not quite big enough, but close.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. And my third book is in our explanations section. And again, I used to be really focused on self-help books and that type of thing, and I've gotten away from it. But if someone gave me this book, it's Michael Slepian, The Secret Life of Secrets, and the subtitle is How Our Inner Worlds Shape Well-Being, Relationships, and Who We Are. And Inner Worlds, I think, talks about how we talk to ourselves in our own heads. I'm sure he addresses that. And so, again, I've sort of gotten away from that, but you need reminders sometimes about how you think is affecting how you live your life. So I'd be interested to read this for sure if someone gave it to me.
Okay, the last one I have is a graphic novel that actually we've been waiting to come into the store because it's gotten out lots of accolades, and it's called Ducks 2 Years in the Oil Sands, and it's a really interesting premise. It's kind of a biography, and it's about a young woman in Canada. She's the Cape Breton Beatons. She can't find a job where she lives, and so she goes off and she works on the oil sands. Mm. And so the graphic novel is about her experiences doing that, and I'm really looking forward to reading this, so I hope somebody gives it to me as a gift, because I find graphic novels, you really need to have the book in hand. I read a lot of ebooks, and they just don't work for graphic novels. You have to kind of sense
right.
the whole feel of it.
Where's the setting for that one, Andrew? Do you know?
It's in Canada.
Oh, okay.
It's in the oil fields in Canada.
Oh.
Alberta. It's in the oil fields in Alberta.
Okay,
yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
All right.
That's good. And we're hoping we get some gifts.
Yeah, sure. We need to broadcast this gift to our family. No, but it's a fun place to work. And again, we aren't usually giving gifts. We're usually buying for ourselves or other people. So it's fun to sort of like fantasize about what we'd like to get.
We were able to go around and shop in the store and say, what would we like?
It was fun.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Andrea.
Thanks, Roxanne.
Happy holidays.
You too.